Good evening, humans, citizens of the world, ankles, anchorites, wavers, casters, audiophiles, Vaudelians, Vaudelites, Vaudettes. Hello, everybody. Say hi to the crickets. Chikara. Cicada. Noisy, aren't they? Sitting in my front garden. The sparkly, night-lit view of the city interrupted by a wrought iron fence, white, alternating loops and spikes. A completely clear Australian sky. Deep turquoise at its very height, and I can see stars, very pretty, and then lighter turquoise towards the horizon as we drop our heads down, where it becomes an umber colour towards the green trees of King's Park in the background. The faint electric hum of pool pumps in the background. So I finally got to meet the councilman who I've been emailing about the noise from my noisy neighbours. I live wedged between two hermetically sealed sarcophagi mansions on the river. They have built houses that do not respond to the environment. Houses that need hyper air conditioning in summer and hyper heating in winter. My little old 1980s baby mansion is built in such a way that you don't need air conditioning in the summer or too much heating in the winter. And the people that live in these mega mansions have no relationship with the flora and fauna around them. And so they do not think anything of a noisy pool pump. And unfortunately, I'm a complaining old biddy. Yes, I am. I'm a moaning myrtle. So I've complained to the council, and the lovely councilman came out today to test the sound of the said pool pump. One of them. Anyway. And he needed complete silence for 15 minutes. So we gave him 15 minutes of complete silence. And I came out and said to this 6'5" chappy, very tall, very handsome. He had obviously had a terrible accident as a child because half of his face, his neck and one entire arm was quite badly scarred from some terrible burns. You know when the skin looks as if it's been melted? And yet there he stood, a survivor, in front of me, testing noise levels in a house on the river. And I said to Timothy, I said, this is a great job because you actually have enforced meditation. You get to sit quietly in complete silence for 15 minutes every time you do this. And he responded to me by saying, but it's not completely silent, is it now, Georgie D? Because all I can hear is that blasted pool pump.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. and the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.